Yeah, I hear
ID's hand up. Okay, and Gene, we've heard from this side of the room. We'll hear from this page.
Okay, one of my suggestions would be, while we got this kind of manpower tonight, Jim's back. He has revised Chapter 7 on the airplane, have he not?
Not exactly.
Okay. All right, well, he hasn't, then that's okay. We got two chapters, 7 and 10, to complete, and we got 8 chapters that are supposedly in final review, and we got 60 people. So if we split up into 10 workshops of 6 people, we could review the already completed chapters one more time and, like, get all the shit out. See, and kind of like use the people while we got them as guinea pigs, and you know, well, I mean, as testers, I don't mean to be impersonal about it, but go ahead and get like a real finalized, finished draft so that hopefully tomorrow, when we start running this shit down, that there won't be a bunch of complications. And also, I think both copy machines have a limit of 20 copies, and if we did 20 copies, that'd be 2,700 pieces of paper, and if all of us showed up again here tomorrow at the same time, that would be 3 copies, 1 copy for every 3 people. And from the way things have been running, people working all night and shit, people driving in, flying in, I doubt we'll have 40 people here tomorrow, which would mean 1 copy for every 2 people. Yeah. And so, you know, that way we wouldn't be wasting paper. And you know, and also, I really think we'll go ahead and re-review the things again tonight. Go over if they are in fact in finished form, they ought to flow good, and there shouldn't be any problems.
I'm for re-review. I think that's a smart idea, but I'm also for just going ahead and clearing the deck, so to speak, before that begins, and just. Mash down on chapter 7 and mash down on 10. The 10 is ongoing recovery, and that's something that concerns us all. I mean, for newcomers, we want to get ongoing recovery, and if we're old timers, we want to maintain ongoing recovery. And so chapter 10, I think it's God's sent that we've got this much personnel in such an important chapter. You know,
60 people in one chapter.
I think it'd be kind of a waste of people.
In my experience on building a chapter, 8 people is cumbersome. You start getting more than 8 opinions on how something should be structured, you know,
I'm afraid that it was brought up earlier to me tonight that a lot of the people with time weren't working on that chapter.
Put them on it.
For whatever reason.
Put them on.
And it's just there's a duplication there. There's a need for them in that chapter. And there's also a need for them in final review of the other chapters. I don't know. I'm glad this has come up in this manner. That speaks to what we'll be doing immediately next. And you're saying two, like one copy for every 2 people, and or 3 people. And read it aloud, and everybody make little notes and stuff. And then there's like a break in discussion and assimilate everything quickly, and then what, reread it to the group?
Yeah.
And just do that until everybody says that is done.
Right. Yeah. Each chapter.
Who is next? You're next?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that there's not all that many areas represented, but there's a lot of members here. We would probably be able to give one each of those 20 copies to give to each of the different areas that's represented here to take back with.
Right.
So they have an announced copy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and when there's big, well, I was thinking if there was a pockets of people from different areas, they could send their copies to places that no one had shown up.
Yeah, but aren't we still talking about sending out review forms to all areas?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got enough sense to know that if I said, no copies going home with nobody. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not going to fight the group. That's horrendous. You know, but that's just marginal. I mean, you know, of course that's going to happen. You don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, my emphasis is on getting the total picture, the whole spectrum done. Because we're in the fire here, we got momentum now, and if we don't get this done, it might discredit the whole effort. You know?
Right,
I mean, I'd rather be grateful.
Open that door.
It comes so far so fast. I'd rather be grateful.
I'd like to suggest that it's going to take quite a while to make copies of all the 8 steps that are finished. It's going to take quite a while to copy those off and stuff. And people that, you know, that aren't working on 7 and 9 or whatever, 7 and 10, could be working on the copy machines and copying the other chapters. Because that's going to take a considerable amount of time to go through all those chapters and copy them 20 times each page, you know. And I'm just trying to think of something that we can all stay busy at, you know, and use the manpower that's right here, right now.
What am I going to do? I see all of these hands. No one calling all of you. Gene and then Gina. And y'all just keep your hands up or keep track of who you are. And try to, nobody else raise their hand for a few minutes. We get past. Gene?
Yeah, I like
that.
Put the chain up on the wall, top of the building. And then I like the pages thing about reviewing. And as they're reviewing, I'm going to stand at the copy machine and I'm going to copy them all. I'm going to do it. I want to copy. Alright?
Yeah.
And I'm going to make them all night long if I have to do it all night long.
Hell yeah.
And it's going to be, I'm going to make 30 of each. You know, 30 copies of the book. That's what I'm hoping for. And that's about as many people will be awake at that time. And if we have to, I'll pay for mine. Other people pay for theirs, you know.
Nobody's brought that up.
We're just
looking to get the whole job done.
You know, we'll
find
me anyway.
Okay.
I'd just like to be able to have a copy of the book when it comes out. Gina, I'd like to be able to have it. I'm sure everybody else would too. And I'd like to be able to have one. Yeah, I did help to do this. I've had it before. It comes out and waits that long. God knows.
Okay, well, let's just stop hearing about this. This conference is not dumb enough to send y'all home empty-handed. Gina?
Okay, this is just about how to proceed in the next couple of days. Sounds like we're all like to be in the same spot doing the same thing a whole lot of the time. And I know there's a lot of people here that have things that they want to type up and do that are important to the book or to whatever. Can we do our work that we're doing on our own? Because it won't get done. You know, like if I'm in a little circle sitting there reviewing the material, I can't be out here doing the other things.
Do the other things.
Good. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Just on that chapter 10.
Say your names before you talk so that everybody can get to know your name first.
On chapter 10, we started going over it. Yes, in real, you know, real rough form, and there's 7 or 8 people from 5 or 6 different places or states or whatever over there, but it'd be a good idea, I think, for if 1 or 2 people, if you came back over the way you were, the people that have been around, you know, for a good length of time, that seems to be all that, and getting into work seems to be all that's missing on putting it together, so I just thought that suggestion that I think we might get somewhere.
Yeah, I just want to put our best talent in finishing 7 and 10 and get on with it.
So, I mean, because there's a lot of areas, you know, right there sitting on the table working on it, and maybe 1 or 2 more people that have been around a good while or something come over there would maybe make it all stuff slowing together real well.
My name's Steve, I'm Manny.
And wait a minute, we can't do this. Were you ahead of those people?
I was waiting for her a while ago.
Okay, go ahead.
Sitting here getting frustrated. I felt like I had it all figured out in my mind. We got 50 plus people. My suggestion is we make 10 workshops of 5 people. One of those persons would be a typist in each workshop. 2 of the workshops would be working on writing 7 and 10. The other 8 would be reviewing. And what they would do is take the original copy of what they got, copy it once. We'd have a reader reading the original copy, and then 3 people looking at the photocopy and writing revisions on the photocopy. That way we'd only have to make 1 copy of each chapter. We keep the original copy intact. And then any leftover people can work on the photocopy machine.
Okay,
anything else
that
is necessary.
All right. What was it? Can I do it, Kathy Linda Rogers?
My name's Kathy.
You put your hands down. We'll come to you.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Well, I was thinking, and I think a good idea would be that all these new people, let them go and help review, because they haven't seen the book yet. And I think that if they could read, because we all know what's there, and we all like it is, and whatever, we all, you know, have our feelings there. But if we could let them read over it and look at it, and then they could throw something out, and they could see something a little different than we could. And I think that'd be a real good idea, let them review it and see what we haven't seen. And maybe have one person that, you know, one other person that's been on there.
Linda?
Well, sure, my experience with Hope, I'm sort of in, trying to put everybody where they should be for last population, trying to coordinate that whole thing. And I found out was more to say, hey, God, I can't do this, what I'm supposed to do. And he's got a real good job, being able to do that, be able to
handle that. No shit.
There's more of things to do besides just the chapters, where they're at right now. Like, someone needs to help Tom with our stories, and phone calls are going to be coming in for, things like that. And there's really a lot of little details that I can't, all comprehend. But when I put it down, I sort of like start taking a look at this, and the thing that we started out talking about was how we're going to approve this at the end, not how we're going to get there. One is really kind of ready to go, to be copies, to have how many copies need to be done, I don't know what to say. Where 10 is really lagging behind, And, people know where they want to go, what they want to do. They know what their skills are. And I think it's just going to, I hate to just send everybody out there, but I think it's going to work out okay, because I don't think we can all figure that thing out. My suggestion is that, we decide on how we're going to improve it. Is it going to be that we all sit around here, and we say, okay, this is chapter 1, and have somebody start reading it, and then get to the end of the thing and say, okay, does anybody have any suggestions, okay? And I think it might be a good idea, chapter 1, we went through it once, and a group of four of us at one time, and they read it, and there was a question on it. That question can be decided. You get to page 2. Like they said, if somebody has reviewed it once, or twice, one more time, in a small group, then by the time it gets to us, it's going to be pretty good. It's not, just a matter of being able to sit there and listen. And as far as having copies, I think it is important to have 30 copies, And, maybe he's right, just have 20 copies. And that's what, what I was thinking could happen was, if we decided on a number, let's bring out 20 copies for review tomorrow, they could be shared between 2 and 3 people. Photocopy, taking Steve's idea, photocopy 2, okay? Give that to the group of 5, because I find that if I can just read something, and then pass it on at one page, if everybody reads about the same time, once you get it started, you've got your cycle going, but they can all get it read and made their corrections on it. And, it's reviewed, and then that's where it gets better copied, 20 times. 3's ready for that, 4's almost ready, and it ought to be, fairly soon. There's step clause being typed up. And, 5 is ready for that. That's one.